Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Reichage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so let's talk some TV and movies. Quentin Tarantino is celebrating his 55th birthday this week, and pretty excited. He is considered one of the best directors, you know, of this generation, and I'm hard-pressed to argue with that. The man has made some phenomenal films. He claims he's only going to make a few more, but we'll see how that happens. And yesterday we looked at some video games that he needs to make into movies. And today I'm going to do the unthinkable. And I'm going to rate like his 8 movies from my least favorite to my most favorite. And I'm curious, you know, to see what kind of backlash I get on this. Because there is some movies that are definitely better than others. And so when I say his movies, I mean just the ones that he has directed, you know, not ones that he's written and that weren't part of, you know, an ensemble. So basically the movies that are out of running are, you know, True Romance, Natural Born Killers, because he just wrote those, and then Four Rooms, because he only did one aspect of those. But everything else, his other 8 movies are going to be fair game. So, since we got 8, let's go ahead and just dive into it. Coming in at number 8 is The Hateful Eight. This is his most recent one. Came out in 2015. Now, the reason it's at the bottom is I realized I've not seen this movie in its entirety. I've watched, you know, this part here and then that part there and then back to this middle part and kind of just jumped all around, but have not viewed it in one sitting. And so I feel like I can't rightfully say that it's a better movie than some of the other ones, you know, because I don't know it as a whole. But I do know, you know, it won for Best Score and got some other nominations out of it. Because the parts I've seen, I really, really enjoyed. But, like I said, I hadn't seen the whole thing. So moving on. Number 7 is Death Proof. This was originally released as part of the Grindhouse, but then re-released on its own. I get that it is a Grindhouse-style movie. And I don't know that looking at it on its own, separate from Planet Terror, helps or hurts it. But the film itself, I guess because I'm not a fan, you know, to me it feels like Kurt Russell was trying to copy what Tarantino did for John Travolta early, a few decades ago, but it just doesn't have it. I don't know, it's just, the stunts are cool, I'll give them that, and, you know, but outside of that, there's really not a whole lot to it that I just didn't enjoy. You know, it was, I watched it, but honestly found it a little boring overall. Number 6 is going to be Kill Bill. Now, this movie, oh, I flip back and forth on this a lot, because when I first saw this movie, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun and really cool and everything. Uma Thurman is a bad mamma jamma. And I appreciated how almost every scene in the movie was lifted from another movie. Even Tarantino said, you know, this was his homage to film. And, I mean, some of the dialogue, word for word, is in other things. And the outfits, you know, are from other movies. And I thought that was really cool. You know, I really enjoyed that as a film person. I, You know, I appreciate when people recognize other films. But then people started to talk and praise about, like, how original it was, and it was, you know, so good, and they'd never seen anything like it. And unfortunately, because of that, that put a bad taste in my mouth for the film. I just didn't, you know, it took away from it, because all of a sudden now I was seeing it as like a knockoff instead of an homage. And so that's why it's so low on the list. Number 5 is going to be Inglourious Basterds. This movie is a lot of, we talked about it when we were comparing it to Wolfenstein yesterday. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, alt history is always interesting, and especially World War II stuff. I loved Christoph Waltz in this movie. He did a phenomenal job. It's just, yeah, absolutely wonderful. He won and got nominated for a lot of things because of his role. Brad Pitt, on the other hand, who is normally one of my favorite actors, I feel like he does go a little over the top at times. The rest of the cast is great. Dan Kruger, Michael Fassbender, Eli Roth, all do, you know, great. And Mike Myers, should have been like the rebirth of Mike Myers, but sadly it wasn't. And it's, I think as far as plot and story, out of all the Tarantino movies, this one probably has a couple of things that you could pick apart more than most of his other movies, but it's still really enjoyable. Like I said, none of his movies are bad. I don't want anybody to think that, but this, you know, this is kind of about there in the middle for me. And, you know, it's not his best, it's not his worst, it's just kind of there. Moving up the list, though, to number 4 is Jackie Brown. This was a movie that came out in 97, and I didn't see till a few years later. And it is wonderful. Pam Grier is phenomenal. Essentially, you know, kind of continuing her style and characterization that she did back in all the blaxploitation movies of the 70s. And you throw in Sam Jackson, Bridget Fonda, Michael Keaton, and Bob De Niro, it just gets better and better. The movie, out of all of his movies, I feel like this one is like the coolest. You know, some of the other ones that we're going to get into, you know, are definitely have some cool vibes and cool scenes, but overall, Jackie Brown is just a really fun, cool, I don't want to say laid back movie, but it's, I really enjoyed it. It seems the farthest from the other Tarantino movies, if you could say that. Yeah, it's just a phenomenal movie. Alright, moving on to our top 3. This is it, the top 3 spots. Number 3 is going to be Reservoir Dogs. This was his very first movie. This is what, you know, put him on the map after he sold a couple of scripts of this. And it came out in 1992. And it's great. It's a cool little kind of heist crime movie that you have all your characters who go by their aliases. You know, you have blonde, blue, brown, orange, pink, and white. And they plan this heist, and it's a neat kind of look at the slice of life, almost, of a criminal and how they, you know, how they operate when they're not doing a heist. We've seen the glamour that is the Ocean's trilogy, but this really shows, you know, what a more realistic approach almost. And this really helped establish Quentin with his dialogue scenes where people will just sit around and talk. And we've seen that in every movie of his since then. And it's wonderful. It's where you had to, you know, it's the jumping on point for sure. Number 2 is going to be Django Unchained. This was Tarantino's first Western back in 2012. And Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, Sam Jackson, Don Johnson, Walt Goggins, James Remar. I mean, the list goes on and on of how many great people there are in this movie. The movie, you know, caught some flack, but I loved spaghetti westerns. I still do. I was gonna say growing up, but I still love spaghetti westerns. And having Tarantino do essentially a spaghetti western is great. And Jamie Foxx, you know, I think this is even more so than Ray, arguably the biggest, best role in his career. And it's, yeah, enjoyable, and to see all of this. What's cool is this story actually continued life in comic books. Like I said, it came out in, what did I say, 2012? Yeah, December, about Christmas time of 2012. And then a few months later, in 2013, there was a comic book about it. And then they did a Django. They were going to do a crossover movie with Zorro, but it just became a comic book instead. And you got to see Django pop back up in A Million Ways to Die in the West. And I think it's just a really, you know, arguably it is his highest grossing movie for sure. That's a fact, but arguably, you know, his biggest movie, and so much stuff going on. As much as all his other movies load the plate, this one just seems to really get you there, and especially Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, we talked Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz. Leonardo DiCaprio as the bad guy is a nice kind of reinvention for him, something that we don't see a whole lot, and so it's delightful. Our number one, if you've been keeping track, there's only one left. My number one, I'm not going to say ours because I don't speak for the whole network, but my number one is Pulp Fiction. This was my first exposure to Quentin Tarantino. This movie came out in 94. I probably saw it in 97, 98, somewhere in there. And it was a game changer. You know, it really showed me that a movie can tell a story, tell multiple stories at once. And this is one of the movies I definitely attribute to my love for film and why I, you know, enjoy movies like I do. And that this is right up there. And when we talk about being referenced, I mean, this movie has been referenced so many times in pop culture, even like super huge movies. Captain America Civil War did the Bible passage that Sam Jackson does in Civil War when Nick Fury dies, quote unquote. We see that verse on his tombstone. And when I saw it in theaters, I almost lost it. I thought it was such a cool little wink, wink, nudge, nudge that, yeah, it was great. So, Pulp Fiction, number one Quentin Tarantino movie, without a doubt. Let me know what your favorites are. You can let me know here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, look for us on YouTube. We have gaming videos, unboxing videos, all sorts of great things like that. And more fun coming your way. It's about time for a contest. I think we're going to do a contest leading up to Avengers. I got some stuff I've been cleaning out the studio and some really cool collectibles that I'd be willing to part with. So be on the lookout on our Facebook for those. Make sure whatever you're listening to us on to like and subscribe. That way you get all the shows. Not just The Night Nerd, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Lots of good stuff coming out of those shows. You really enjoy them. And if you do really enjoy what you listen to, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Lots of great content on there, exclusive Facebook groups, all sorts of things for you to check out and see. Yeah, and we, of course, really, really appreciate it. If you're listening to this on First Run, we will be at Dallas Fan Expo 2018 here in just a week. I mean, yeah, just almost about a week and a half. And can't wait for that. Hope to meet some of you out there. But that's it. Yeah. Oh, email nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. You can hit me up on there. I respond to all of those. But that's it. For reals, that's it. I'm Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening. And we will see you tomorrow.